Blog Talk Radio.
Of the kingdom of God, sorry, bound Είναι εγώ με τζάμου με αυτό που υπάρχει σε πότε θέσαι διανότη δεν υπάρχει σε κέρα τζάμου με αυτό που υπάρχει σε He was beheaded by the bequest of a wicked child. Don't you know there are some people who have requested your soul? But God said no. That's why the attack has been so intensified. You've been wondering, you said, Lord, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been calling those things that be not as they are. I have dealt with it, surprised my own self. But these demons have just been, remember. But Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Peter, Peter, I pray for you. Because the devil wants you and sees you as me. Apostle Peter said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Because in due time he will exalt you. And be sober. Because your adversary, the devil, holds out of the wrong eyes, seeking whom he may devour. How does he devour? Go to the book of Job. You know what that Slytherin sapsucker said? He said, yeah, I tried, but you got a hedge protection around him. I can't get to him. And then he went on to say, he's gonna curse you. But Job never did. Don't ever say God is tempting you. He's a good God. He'll never fail you or forsake you. Even when you're in the midst of the heat of the battle, you still call on him. You may not have nobody you can call on physically, but you got somebody. He come to your rescue. Now, what I love about him, I can't believe you. One of the ministerial co-laborers of the gospel they have right there falling out. I just can't believe he called. We know that he's in a better place. That he has taken his rest, amen. And just pray for comfort to his family. All right. To protect us, shield us from every arm's fire of the enemy. Wash us in your word, wash us in your blood. Father, with the other sign and mark and mitzvah that they use, traces and trackers, we ask you to permanently erase it. Those deep embedded, Father, we ask you to pull it out and destroy it by your beautiful blood. Father, the future that you showed us about ourselves, we command it to begin to manifest. Our roots and our boyhood, we command you to come forth in our lives permanently. If there's anybody in our place of a give you the honor. We love you, Lord. We thank you. And look on our week, Father. We decree and declare that it will be a week of peace and favor. Those stubborn demons and situations, no monitoring devils are destroyed, defeated in our lives. Everywhere that we go, we decree favor. Everyone that we talk to, we decree favor. Because there's nothing impossible. And we believe you and trust you. Sometimes you'll find yourself in trials and tribulations, and you'll be saying, Lord, how in the world did I get in here? And then you say, well, Lord, I belong. And it seems like the more you pray, the more you fast, it seems like the more. Wait in Christ, but that's because you're winning. Keep on praying for the prayers of the righteous of the heavenly mother. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on believing. Keep on standing on the word. And after you've done all the stand, stand there for. And when the Lord has given you a word, a prophecy of your life, no matter what it looks like, it will come to pass. So hold on. And if you're in a trial or situation, I'm telling you from experience, don't question it. Don't try to fight it or handle it in your own flesh and your own understanding. Just begin to rejoice. Remember the moments before it was counted unto Abraham. As righteousness, because he glorified God and he believed that he was able to do it. He staggered not at the promise. Neither at the deadness of his body or the deadness of Sarah's body, but he believed him who promised him. So I could sit myself in agreement with you. It shall come to pass. Not many days yet. And the Lord will restore the days of our youth. Because we remembered him in the days of our youth. We will always be before him as a little girl. Unless you come unto the Father as a little child, humble yourself. Now, send a giant warning. Read a passage of scripture to you. Chapter 17. Read a passage of scriptures. Now, the fearless arena was. The Lord says that you have been fearful and afraid because the enemies, the human agents of Satan that has been coming against you, been moving in packs, and it seems as though there's a whole bunch of them. But when you're on God's side and God's on your side, it don't matter. Let me encourage your heart this morning. 1 Samuel 17 says, now the Philistines gather together their armies to battle, and we gather together at Shechem, which belongeth to Judah, and pitch between Shechem and Issachar and Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. He had a helmet of brass on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had grease of brass upon his legs, part of the brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear, he waves his son for shekels of iron. And one bearing the shield went before him. And he stood and climbed the wall of Israel and said, unto thee, O fire, ye come out to set your down the way. and you should choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servant? Your operator against you and kill you, but then shall you be out. Since being said, I defy your armor for Israel. This day, give me a man that we may fight together. Once all have all these faith, and when Saul and Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David, the son of that Ephratite of Bethlehem, the man of Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 elder sons of Jesse went to climb up Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle, Ahab, the first one, speaking to him, Abinadab, and the third, Shammah. And David was the youngest. And the 3 elders from Saul. But David went in return from Saul to feed his father's sheep of Bethlehem. And the Philistine was driven in morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. Jesse said unto David, his son, take thou for that brethren. Israel was much older than David. It was slow afraid. But David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? Not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him. How about you? So Jesus pulled it, deliver me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He was assured to deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul and David with his arm by him, put a helm and a brand for his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword.
Thank you.
and we shut you down, my God, Jesus. No, King, we will not bow.
Wow.
in the peace of God, in the victory of God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you are victorious. Amen.